Hello, this is a spoken tutorial for Prokofiev's Goldfinch by Tyler White, etude number 2 for the Nebraska All-State Auditions on Flute. I've decided to focus just on 5 tips that I think will be most helpful for you as you prepare Prokofiev's Goldfinch. First, make sure that you have the music in front of you and that you have a pencil ready to go. And also make sure that the measure numbers, which are on the left-hand side of each musical line, make sure that you can read those clearly because I'll refer to measure numbers. The first tip is that I think the metronome marking here, 104 to the quarter note, is a bit too fast. Even if I were going to audition, which believe me, in my mid-40s does not sound like a great deal of fun, but even if I were to play this, I think I wouldn't go any faster than about 92. Otherwise, it just sounds very scrambly and a little bit panicky. You can pick a tempo that makes sense to you by checking out that really difficult section in about measure 52 to 57, the sextuplet bit, especially that one that goes up high. However quickly you can comfortably play that passage, that should determine what your quarter note tempo should be from the very beginning. So before you play this, at your audition, or as you're preparing it, take a look at those measures and just kind of mentally think, how fast can I play that, determine what your quarter note tempo is, and be sure you're starting at that tempo so that you're not slowing down drastically when you get to that difficult section. My second tip is that the accents throughout are really important. As this is supposed to sort of emulate a bird song, I think one way to really bring out the bird song and to keep this very joyful and light is to pay a lot of attention to those accents. Just scanning the first page, you see them all over the place. And then again, toward the end of the second page, you'll see accents here and there on trills, at the beginnings of lines, at the beginning of descending arpeggios down or descending lines. So really bring out those accents. I think that's going to help give you a real bird quality. The third point that I thought would be helpful is mark your breaths in. My own private students know what a total stickler I am about this, because particularly when you're nervous, sometimes your normal breathing pattern goes out the window. So it's nice to have it marked in your part with the pencil. Knowing where you're going to get breath into your body is important so that when you really need some power, when you need to get up into the high register, or when you need to make a dramatic crescendo, that you have already pre-planned where you're going to get air into your body. But musically, it also shapes the phrases. You'll notice in my recorded example, also on this website, that I opted not to take breaths in, for instance, measure 26. The beginning of the bar, many people might breathe after the G before the descending line. I thought it made a more of a musical statement to not breathe there and just let all of that excitement spill over the top of that B flat and down through the scale there. I don't get a breath until the downbeat, after the downbeat of measure 27. Similarly, I do not breathe in measure 31, 2, 3, 4, measure 35 there after the tied D sharp. I don't breathe there because I don't feel like the phrase is ended yet. Rather, I wait until after the downbeat on the next page, the C, to get my breath. You don't have to do the same breathing pattern I do or that anyone else does, but make sure that your breaths are put in there for musical reasons and not just because you have run out of air and by default. You're the one that makes those decisions, not the flute. The next tip that I thought would be helpful, number 4, would be don't rush at measure 67. That is where a sequence is starting, things are getting, you're crescendoing through that section, and each one of those statements gets higher and higher. It's going to be very, very tempting for a lot of players to really rush that, but especially here at the very end of the etude, you don't want things to get out of control. So really rely on the crescendo to build excitement there, and don't push the tempo ahead. And finally, the 5th tip is that particularly tricky spot at measure 52 to 57. One of the things that makes that tricky is it's easy to fall out of a really steady rhythm, so be sure you're being hyper-rhythmic there absolutely in time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, E, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, E, and especially the 2E and the 2/16th notes and an eighth. That's going to be that is going to be a pitfall that you might really rush through, and again, things get out of control. So be sure you're kind of holding back the reins on that 2E and being very strict. The other thing is you might use different rhythmic patterns to practice this section. You might lengthen the first note of every triplet, then you might lengthen the second note of every triplet. You might do it in small chunks, you might swing it. Just get creative and find different ways that you might practice this section so that your fingers really have a chance to physically remember what the note pattern is. And just slow down. If you need to take this passage a little bit more slowly to play it accurately, I think that's ultimately much preferable than faking it through there and just kind of hoping your fingers know what they're doing and hoping for the best. Be honest with yourself in your practice and be honest in your performance, and that's going to be much stronger and much more comfortable for you. So I hope that these 5 tips have helped you in your preparation of Prokofiev's Goldfinch. Above all other things, remember that this is about a bird and it's about joy, so try not to play it too robotically. If I can be of further help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. My email address is flute@mariaharding.com. It also appears as the contact email address on this website. Good luck!